Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. And with me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good to have you here. And Kelly Goumont, I am so glad you are here too.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. I'm doing much better now that that I actually remember my name. So here's the backstory. I started the introduction just as I've done for 951 shows already, and I got to the downbeat where I say, I'm Jeff Gamut, and then tell you the date, and I hit the downbeat, and I'm like, I know I say something. I know I say something here. But I don't know what it is. So I had to start over because apparently my name is difficult for me to remember. So, you know, I probably should have just left that in, but that's okay. Anyhow, I'm glad to have both of you here. And we should probably start off with a little public service announcement. And so we'll start with what I'm assuming the rest of the world is calling chaos. But I'm calling ChaiOS because I really like chai. So it's spelled C-H-A-I uppercase O-S. And this is one of those weird esoteric bugs that just cropped up for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. So iOS and macOS. So the deal is if you send people this specific URL, and it's a GitHub URL, when they get it, in messages, and they go in to look at the message, the messages app will crash. And if you're on iOS, it's probably going to cause a Springboard reboot also, which is a thing where your screen goes black, you see the Apple logo, and then you're back at the home screen again very quickly. So it's one of those things that people need to know about because someone somewhere is going to think that they're your really funny friend. And they're going to send this to you, crash messages, and think that it's the funniest thing that's happened all day, maybe all week. And it doesn't appear to be malicious in any way. This is just a weird bug. And it's not something where, at least right now, it looks like it can be used to like take control of a device or send a malicious payload to you. It's just an annoying little bug.
And if is this similar then to the iPhone 10 issue that we were seeing where you would type the letter I and it would just glitch out some weird other character?
No, this is more like, you remember a couple years ago when we had the specific string of text that you could copy mm-hmm. and paste into messages and yeah. it would just make your iPhone reboot? It's more like yeah. that.
Okay.
And that was just another one of those weird things where it was just a bug. Apple released a patch, and then the teenagers in my life that think it's really funny to send stuff like that to me were disappointed because they couldn't crash my phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, so it's not malevolent. It's no. mostly just an aggravational variety bug.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's what this seems to be. And if you're really interested in seeing what the URL is, I'll have the link to the article I wrote. It'll be in the show notes today. And in that article, the link is actually there. And, so on one hand, I'm making it easy for you to know what link to watch out for. But on the other hand, I'm also making it easy for you to
avoid
use this on your friends. But remember, as Uncle Ben says, with great power comes great responsibility.
So, and I think this might be the first one that I've heard that also crashes messages on your Mac too. Like, this isn't just iOS.
That's true. It will crash messages on your Mac as well. And I did a couple tests earlier today because I'm willing to take one for the team, for all of you. That's how much I love all of you. And what I found was that I could crash messages on my iPhone, my iPad, and my Mac, but sometimes it would crash the device I was sending from as well. So that's just a little bit of bonus one right there. Yeah, and the fix for this...
So proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution. And yeah. If someone sends this to you, right now the only real fix is you have to get back into messages and delete the whole conversation.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So my guess is that now that Apple knows about this, they'll have a patch out fairly soon, because they seem to be all... hot and bothered about getting bug fixes out really fast lately. So there you go.
Good news, bad news. I'm glad they're doing it, but it's sucky that it takes this many bugs on this sort of level for this to get taken as seriously as it's getting taken now. So
I think I'm not taking it as seriously as a lot of other people are. And that's, you know, whatever. It's, to me, this one's just kind of one of those funny bugs. Don't send me the link, people. Just because then maybe I will start taking it more seriously, and then I'll probably get cranky, and there's nothing worse than listening to me get cranky. Actually, there's several things that are worse, but not by much.
Yeah. I've been there. I can tell you. Yes.
You've seen me get cranky?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what conference were we at where I got cranky, where you would have seen it. And I can think of one thing specifically, which was kind of epic.
It's a story for another day.
Yes.
Absolutely. But yeah. Trust me, this isn't something that you want. Although I will say one thing that can be helpful is if you have the preview thing turned on your phone,
mm-hmm.
Where you can see the incoming text, you may be able to recognize it from somebody. And then instead, you can open messages separately. Don't open messages by going straight to that thread. And you can delete it before it does anything pretty harmful to you. So you do have a tiny little workaround.
And that workaround, what a great idea. That's a workaround, assuming messages isn't open to that specific conversation.
Right.
So, okay. So what I would do, everyone, for right now, is when you finish a conversation in messages, tap the little back arrow so that, you're looking just at the messages list.
Yeah.
And and then you can just kill that conversation. What a great idea. I love it.
Well, at least it gives you like a tiny little workaround. And if you don't have the preview on, you may want to enable that at least until the fix is out, so that you don't inadvertently end up crashing everything. You know, because it's, you know, like we've talked about, it's not that it's going to do anything bad to your phone, but it's kind of a hassle to have this happen. And then, yeah. And this will allow you to purge that without having to do anything particularly special.
What an awesome idea. Okay, let's talk about J.J. Abrams.
Let's.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. Variety did a report today where they talk about J.J. Abrams, and specifically, he has a new sci-fi series that he is producing. And so he's been shopping it around, and Apple and HBO are both bidding for this thing.
Okay.
So if Apple gets it, that'll be another big name in their original content television streaming service. Mm-hmm. So what we know about the series right now is that it's sci-fi, and it's on some planet. We don't know what planet, if it's Earth or another planet. And there's this massive, oppressive force. So I'm assuming it, you could equate it to, like, you have the rebels versus the empire sort of thing. And so you have this planet trying to save themselves from whatever this oppressive galactic force or government is. Mm-hmm. And since it's J.J. Abrams, there's a good chance it'll be a really good series. There's enough of a good chance that Apple's willing to get into what sounds like it might be a bidding war with HBO to pick up the series. So what do you guys think about this?
I hope, this is kind of like an aside, but with all of these new video things that they're doing, I hope that they eventually make a separate video app instead of, you know, baking it into Apple Music, because that's what they're doing right now, like with, you know, CarPlay Karaoke.
Yes. What? All right. So here's my hypothesis on this. I think that Apple is going to use Apple Music as their media label for a while, since they've already got the branding and name recognition to go along with that. And maybe at some point down the road, we'll see Apple Music get kind of like subcategories. And so we'll see other brand names that go along with the shows. But for now, I think it's all just going to come up as Apple Music, just like we're seeing with Carpool Karaoke. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I get what you're saying, because it's like iTunes. It's kind of a confusing name because it hasn't been just Tunes for a really long time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's been my concern all along. I mean, we can probably go back somewhere in these 900 some odd shows and find me talking about how iTunes needs to be cracked apart on my computer in a similar fashion to the way they've done it on iOS. And I always worried, as soon as Apple said we're going to put video on Apple Music, that Apple Music was going to end up with the same sort of Weasley's house of stuff bolted on around and up and down that isn't going to make a lot of sense.
And, exactly.
And I don't want them to end up too far down that road before that happen, before we end up with a problem, because otherwise they're going to, you know, throw their hands up and go, well, of course we can't do anything about it now. It's been this way forever, you know? And I don't, you know, we have always been at war with Asia. Like, I don't want that, you know? And that's the thing that I'm sort of worried about happening with this, is that it's going to end up being the same thing as, like, I buy movies in iTunes. Like, wait, what? You know, I know that's a true statement, but when you look at the words in the sentence, it doesn't scan. So that's the thing that I'm concerned about this in particular for two reasons. Reason number one, I don't want them jamming more video through an app with music in the title, because it's hard. And if you want to know how hard it is, go explain this to somebody who doesn't know about it. And then see how foolish you sound describing this to a person who has no knowledge of it before now. And then the second reason is because J.J. Abrams is supposed to be in charge of episode 9. And I feel like this is too... He may be overextending unless he's leaving this in somebody's hands. And I'm also a little bit grumpy because I am one of those people who still has a little sore spot where the series finale to Lost lives. And it's right next to the sore spot I have that they gave J.J. Abrams the keys to the Star Trek kingdom and he gave me the Wrath of Khan again. So that's a whole other show. We'll go talk about that somewhere else.
Yeah, but Kelly, it's different because this time Spock gets to yell Khan.
So that's valid. No. So here's the thing, is that I'm partly I'm worried because I really want J.J. Abrams to tell me a good sci-fi story. I know that he's capable. I know that it's possible. But I also want episode 9 to be good. And I know his name is on that, too. And I can't ignore that because Star Wars is near and dear to me. And that's, again, there's a whole other episode there, too. We'll talk about it sometime. But that's the thing that sort of bothers me about this is, like, is it not coming anytime soon? Is it waiting until after episode 9? How much actual involvement is he having in both of these if they're both going on at once? So, and here's the thing, is that this is going to be one of those situations with Apple Music where if they want to put video out, they have to be extra super careful about doing it and about what they release, because nobody's going to just go, like, nobody who is watching this is going to say, oh, well, J.J. Abrams just kind of whiffed it on this story. They're going to go, Apple Music is not where TV comes from. You suck. It's, you know, it's not going to be a question of like, this is one thing that Apple Music put out as TV that doesn't work. It's going to be nothing on Apple Music as that's shown as TV is working. And that's the thing that I'm sort of worried about having happen is that Apple puts all this money into this and then maybe they get a show that doesn't quite hit the mark. And instead of somebody going, well, the person, you know, we gave it to George Lucas. He took forever to tell the story and he brought back Jar Jar and that was a terrible idea. And nobody's going to judge that on its own merits. And they're just going to go, obviously, everything that comes from Apple Music is stupid and we're not going to watch it.
I don't think even JJ would bring back Jar Jar.
Oh, not JJ, George. George would bring it back.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Kelly.
And he'd shoot first. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That still bugs me. I don't know. George trying to retcon us on that. And it just, anyhow, so back.
Jeff and Kelly talk about Star Wars. Tune in next Wednesday. So this
for a special 3-hour episode. Okay, right, so Kelly.
Because it's so new, I'm concerned.
Okay, totally get it. And I'm curious, the fact that Apple hired Jamie Ehrlich and Zach Van Amberg to head up their original series content, does that give you any sense of ease?
A little. In that I know that they know what makes good TV, and I would like to think that they will not let mediocre TV be released just because it's got the right name on it.
Yep, I am totally with you there. I think I'm a little more comfortable with these shows being really good because Jamie and Zach are in charge and they went out and recruited the people that they personally know are really, really good at what they do. So it's like Apple has a dream team right now behind their original content. And with the type of shows that we're hearing about right now, I mean, like signing Ronald D. Moore to do a sci-fi series, getting now Steven Spielberg for Amazing Stories reboot. And they scored Are You Sleeping as a TV series.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then, of course, Reese Witherspoon with Jennifer Aniston for their drama series. And Reese Witherspoon has a pretty good reputation with her production stuff.
Yes, she does great stuff. So overall, I'm not worried about like the content that they're putting out, but I am worried that maybe if there's a misstep in an episode of some series or something comes out and people only love it instead of really love it, then Apple's going to get unreasonably bashed the way they do for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I think Apple is in a place right now where any misstep they have with TV shows, the first thing we're going to hear is, well, it's just Planet of the Apes all over again.
Doomed! Sorry, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's bad when people are saying, well, you know, I mean, at least Carpool Karaoke wasn't Planet of the Apes. So the bar's pretty low, but I bet there's a lot of people that are hoping Apple hits the low bar so that they can totally get their Schadenfreude on.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. We know it's going to happen. So I'm sure, Brian has already sketched out the death knell article for the next person to come out about this.
Well, if he's smart, what he's done, he's created a text expander snippet that all he has to do is fill in the source and the show. And then he can just hit publish.
Yep.
That would be a real efficient way to deal with it.
Efficiency. Yes.
That's right. Hey, we are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Andrew, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
It's great to have both of you. And with the topics we had today, I honestly had no idea where we'd end up. I was truly along for the ride, and it was a great ride. So thank you. And listeners, I'm so glad you joined us yet again. Thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.